Essay 74, The New Industrial Revolution. In the urgent search to meet the energy needs of a population of 7 or 8,000 million, all sources available must be used. The most promising and ubiquitous source of energy is that of space-time itself. The idea of energy coming from space-time is well known in general relativity. The invariant of the theory is the rest energy derived from the metric and infinitesimal line element. In the ECE theory, this concept is extended to electromagnetic energy. All forms of energy can be interconverted, and it should come as no surprise that the energy of space-time can be used in electromagnetic devices and in catalyzing low-energy nuclear reactions. These devices are now proliferating throughout the industrial world. They are being used on a large scale by corporations in Mexico, and the demand for them is exceeding the capacity for their production. Following UFT 311, we know that the ECE theory can describe the Osamu Ide circuit precisely, and that circuit can produce up to a kilowatt of energy from space-time for domestic consumption. There are many types of low-energy nuclear reactors now commercially available. Google LENR. There are reports of new replications on the internet almost every day, and domestic devices of this kind should soon be available. They are already industrially available and used by the military. They should replace wind turbines within a few years, because turbines are well known to be an economic and environmental disaster, the worst in human history. There is no time to lose in the development of these devices, following the lead of countries such as Mexico, the United States, and Japan. As usual, Britain is lagging far behind. There is a trade agreement between the two countries and Canada, the tripartite trade agreement of Northern and Central America. The sooner that these devices are adopted throughout the world, the better, because it is known that pollutants such as carbon disulfide and sulfur dioxide may deplete the ability of the planet to produce oxygen. It is well known that carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. It is needed for plant life and therefore for animal life. It is well known that large concentrations of carbon dioxide in the past did not do any particular harm. Therefore, a reluctance to believe that the Industrial Revolution has started is a strange and very unhealthy state of mind. Even worse are the malicious attacks on the scientists who helped bring about the new Industrial Revolution. This is very reminiscent of smashing up the spinning jennies of Arkwright. The population at large will be very glad to embrace the idea that they might have enough energy to live on. Even stranger is the waste of funding on claims to have discovered a thing that does not exist, such as Higgs boson, or to prove something that everyone knows to be wrong. I do not think that there is any time left to tolerate such nonsense any longer, and indeed funding of physics has been cut in half in the last decade in Britain. It could well be that the oxygen levels in the surface regions of the oceans will be depleted so much that there will not be enough for the existence of human and animal life. This is not scaremongering, it is an urgent warning by responsible scientists who have studied, for example, the northern dead parts of the Gulf of Mexico. A reluctance to accept an old type of industrial revolution is understandable. The polluting and destroying type of industrial revolution that started in Europe in the 17th century. The new industrial revolution is based on devices that do not pollute at all and that do not destroy the landscape. Scientists working on these new devices should be placed in positions of responsibility in government and industry, and be awarded chairs in the academic world, and so forth. Be liberally funded and recognized by the big prizes, because they are doing acknowledged work, a work acknowledged to be important. The conservative nature of science is based on the need for reproducible and repeatable data, now available in abundance on LENOR and energy from space-time, and the need for a mathematically correct theory to try to explain the data. The mathematical correctness of a theory can now be ensured by the use of computer algebra, constant discussion among scientists, and meticulous cross-checking, international cross-checking. Those who continue to attack senior scientists must be disciplined severely as Luddites, people who deliberately try to harm the human condition for reasons known only to themselves, probably reasons to do with money. Sometimes their conduct seems to be just primitive animosity. Sometimes the scientific system can become ossified or turned to bone by a small group of conservatives who feed themselves funding while belittling and impoverishing all others. The new industrial revolution has been brought about despite these people. The most senior scientists of a country must surely be the ones to take the lead and not to inhibit or stalk behind the scenes and so on. This is especially true in a national emergency. The current lack of fuel is an international emergency, the like of which has never been seen before. It threatens geopolitical instability, which threatens a nuclear war, and nuclear war will eliminate the human species in 1 hour. Those who refuse to believe the existence of the new devices should be retired or replaced. Often they are in their 70s and saturated with old dogma. It is this kind of dogma that led to the catastrophe of wind turbines, an ugly catastrophe evident to all. That was caused by a small group of individuals who had control of the media, which they saturated with irrational alarmism. The result is that trillions are wasted in turbines, while pollution of the atmosphere is worse than ever. Turbines pollute in the process of manufacturing them. New energy devices will help stop this madness completely before the human race dogmatically makes itself extinct.